This is Jim Linder leading our intercession time this morning. I don't know how many of you are aware that Ron Simpkin's granddaughter, Mari Hunt Wasink, has begun an organic farming business called Black Earth Gardens. She distributes the produce grown through CSAs, a mobile market to provide food to low-income seniors, as well as food pantries, schools, and daycares. If you'd like to know more about her work, there's a letter downstairs in the Welcome Center, and we will put a link online for our online listeners. Her work has benefited from federal grants as well as donations from supporters. In a letter to me, she explains the challenges she is facing in light of newly enacted government policies. Jim, thanks for reaching out. As I mentioned in my letter, the new administration is specifically attacking young, female, and BIPOC farmers. BIPOC stands for Black, Indigenous, People of Color. And Mari mentions she's all three, young, female, and BIPOC. They cut programs at the USDA designed to support a diverse new generation of farmers. In particular, the USDA's recent termination of the Local Food Purchasing Assistance and Local Food for Schools program, which in the past have been primary ways I distribute my farm's produce, will reduce my farm's ability to provide fresh vegetables and fruits to food pantries, schools, and daycares. Despite the mounting challenges, I plan to continue farming, feeding people, and fighting food injustice this year however I can. I will also continue to search for a long-term home for my farm. Beyond this year, whether I can continue Black Earth Gardens will depend on me being able to find and afford farmland. Several of the other USDA programs that face cancellation help make farmland more affordable for beginning farmers, and so the future remains unclear. Thanks again for holding me and my farm in your collective prayers. Peace, Mari. Of course, Mari is only one of the many farmers affected in this way. Our local organic farm, Sole Grazia, a ministry of St. Matthew's Lutheran Church, is likewise affected by USDA program cuts. In an article this past Thursday in the News Gazette, and I quote, "Sole Grazia works to increase affordability and access to healthy, fresh food for low-income individuals," states Director Tracy Barkley. "About one-third of the farm's income comes from grant funding, and of that amount, half is from the U.S. Department of Agriculture programs that are now at risk. As it stands, Sole Grazia could lose almost $90,000 in 2025 alone, and it has already spent a great deal of its own money on expenses it expected would be reimbursed. Whatever our politics, thoughts, and opinions about the role of government in our country, as followers of Jesus, we know nothing is mentioned more in the Bible than caring for the poor and providing food for the hungry. Jesus, recorded by Matthew, tells us in Matthew 25, "Then the king will say to those on my right, 'Come, you who will receive good things from my Father, inherit the kingdom that was prepared for you before the world began. I was hungry, and you gave me food to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothes to wear. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then those who are righteous will reply to him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you a drink? When did we see you as a stranger and welcome you, or naked and give you clothes to wear? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?' Then the king will reply to them, 'I assure you that when you have done it for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you have done it for me.'" Mari's Black Earth Farm and Sole Grazia are both faith-based service efforts to follow Jesus in faithfulness. Please pray with me. God, I don't know what to pray. Do we ask you to do something, or do we ask you to show us what you desire us to do? What I do know is that you want the hungry fed, and you take delight in what Mari and Sole Grazia are doing. We pray that they may be able to continue in their beautiful efforts. In Jesus' name, We pray for your kingdom to come, your will to be done on earth as in heaven.